Hi there, guys, and welcome to another episode of Sipping Tuesdays. I'm Eleni Janice, and I'm so happy to have you guys here tuning in and sipping along with me. Right now, I am currently sipping on some green tea, and for some reason, it's been my go-to tea for this week. It's just refreshing and has lots of health benefits, so if you're looking into learning a little bit more about green tea, you can check it out at healthline.com. But yeah, guys, it's just been so exciting to be back here and, you know, back to my regular routine. It's been a year since the kids officially went back to school. They were doing virtual all last year, and then, you know, these past few months just have been a little bit over the place. So I've been a little MIA since my last episode, but only because I decided to take some time off to reconnect with myself and my goals. We recently caught COVID back in August, and then we had to evacuate that same month due to Hurricane Ida with 4 children and 5 dogs. Then we had to come back to these strict curfews, no power, no water, barely any food because there wasn't much supply. And then the schools and workplaces were shutting down or had shut down. And obviously, we see things like vaccines being mandated, and you know, I could just tell you it feels like we're going through World War III over here. And honestly, I think ever since the pandemic, a lot of people began to see many changes, you know, around. And with, you know, changes sometimes comes with confusion or fear. And so after everything, I decided to just take some time off my social media and work and just literally take some time to recenter my thoughts, reflect on my experiences, and recreate better ways to continue to rebuild the confidence, and not just my immune system, but mainly in my own belief system. So on my last episode, I talked about the importance on being able to break through any obstacle that comes our way, and that the only way to do so is by becoming your own best friend, by being your own cheerleader, by staying positive. And during this process, I recognized that it was my own belief system that has kept me going and that kept me healthy and kept me strong and alive and thriving during COVID until this day. You know, it was my belief system that gave me the ability to be able to just bounce back from anything from time to time. And the truth is, it's okay, you know, to not know how things are going to turn out in your life. You know, your life is rarely gonna ever be the way that you want it to be. And so we're, you know, just never guaranteed that we're going to have the answers to everything. But that's the beautiful part of this journey's adventure, to get from where we are to where we want to be. And we are, in order to do that, we are required to trust, to hope, and to believe. And even when the path in front of us looks near impossible, the secret to life isn't about knowing the future or having this perfect roadmap, but rather having faith for the future in the spirit of a pioneer. And that, to me, is what it means to believe. So to believe in yourself is to accept something as true. So, like, let's say, for example, you believe that something that is out there for you is going to happen. That's what it means to believe, is to accept that something is true. So to have faith is also to believe in the unknown. It's to look forward to the things that you really are, like, not 100% sure of how it's going to be. To believe is to acknowledge our own capabilities. It is to have the courage without hesitation. It is to set yourself free from any doubts or fears and worries that for some reason this life just loves to throw our way. So to start believing in yourself, you have to stop believing that you are stuck where you are or with the set of skills and abilities that you have right now. This is called a fixed mindset, which is a limited thinking pattern that's fatal to your success, which means that with this mindset, we will not grow. So instead, start believing that you can change, or that change is coming, or that those abilities will only get better in time if you keep trying and if you keep looking at it in the positive direction. And this way of thinking is called a growth mindset. It means that you believe that change is possible for you. It may be true that you don't have what it it takes to accomplish your goals right now. But if you believe you can improve, you can develop, and you can learn, and then you will get there. So in order to grow and get to that place of having a strong belief system, you must understand that wherever you're getting stuck at, like whether if it's your self-belief or your situations around you, make sure that you start believing in your infinite potential by overcoming self-doubt, because that is the key to living your best, most confident life. And remember that you're not stuck. You're learning, you're growing, you're healing, you're preparing to bloom. So be easy on yourself. You know, take it easy. That's why I say it's so important to be your own best friend, because we're all we've got at the end of the day. So here are 10 ways to overcome self-doubt to help you believe in yourself. Number one, look for the positive outcomes in every situation. Number two, stop being scared to fail. Number three, stop this negative self-talk. Please, girls, we do it too much. Number four, figure out where the feelings stem from. Number five, stop comparing yourself. Number six, find ways to boost your confidence. Number seven, forgive yourself. Number eight, find ways to improve your mindset. Number nine, read self-help books, or, you know, go seek a therapist if you have to. I mean this in the most genuine, loving way, even to myself. You know, this goes to anybody. I think it's so important, you know, to get any kind of help that you need, if whether it's a fitness instructor or a tutor or a therapist. You know, try to find ways to help you, or even through this podcast. You know, podcasting to me has been so wonderful, to share my story and just being able to hear other people's success stories, or how they were able to overcome certain things, can be very inspiring. So it's really good to continue to feed our mind with good things that are going to help us develop into better people. And number 10, keep the promises you make to yourself. From doing these things, you will gain the hope that you need to take your power back. So continue to tell yourself that there is just no more space for negative thinking or this negative energy in your life. You have what it takes to reach your goals and deadlines that you want to catch. So take responsibility of your life. You owe it to yourself to live the life of your dreams. So please believe in your worth. Believe in your good qualities. Believe in yourself by building self-trust. Believe in yourself by cultivating self-empowerment. Believe in yourself by taking back your power. Believe in yourself by learning to master your world. Because as soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. So believe in yourself. Believe in your capacity to do good and do great things. Believe that no mountain is so high that you cannot climb it. Believe that no storm is so great that you cannot weather it. Believe in yourself, because you are unstoppable. You are worthy of the life that awaits you. I love you guys so much. Y'all have an amazing Tuesday and rest of the week. Make sure to follow us on social media at Sipping Tuesdays and at Eleni Janice. And don't forget to give us a thumbs up and tune in to our next episode. I love you guys. Y'all have an amazing week. Bye.